Just Goal With It is a podcast hosted by two millennials who swear. And also, it's about horror films, so listener discretion is advised. We will put specific content warnings in the show notes.
Boo!
I was like, I need to say something funny. And then my lungs were like, you bitch.
Never allowed.
No.
And yet. Wait. Okay. This has nothing to do with the show, but I saw the popcorn. I finally ate my popcorn.
Yeah.
And like record speed.
Yeah.
I like took a bite and I was like, yeah, I could eat this quick, but yeah. I won't. And then I was like.
So it was good. It was really good.
Do you want to take that pack? Oh, yeah. Is that the one you can't eat?
I'm not going to.
I'll eat it.
Yeah.
You know me, I love popcorn.
Of course. I bought 3 bags, so I'm like popcorned out, you know?
I was going to say, I bought 2, but then also got that free one.
Oh, yeah.
I love popcorn.
Because you won the gift basket. Have we told the people yet?
Yeah, I think the last one, because I talked about having to drive back. If you didn't hear in the last one, I had to drive all the way back to where our haunted hotel was because I won a raffle. And I was like, surely out of all the people here, I won't win. And then I did. It was like, oh, shit. It was a weird array of things.
Yeah.
You should see the hat that they gave me in the back of my car. It's like a trucker hat, but it's like green on the back.
You showed me that.
Yeah. And then it's got flower. And I'm like, what a weird hat. So thanks to the gift basket. Some of it's amazing. Some of it, I won't use.
Some of it's resin on a string.
Yeah, that resin piece is massive. It's like a necklace, but it looks like the resin from Jurassic Park, or like the amber. Just a huge piece of amber, fake amber, hanging on a cheap string. It's not great. But then they gave me, what was it? It was like chocolate-covered toffee, and that was incredible. Ooh, so, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
I'm okay. And then I got after sun butter, and I was like, won't know until the summer. Yeah. So that's good.
I'll find out then.
I guess we'll find out, won't
we? Review pending.
Review pending. Could be amazing. Could be.
I love those people that like leave reviews. It's like 1 star. Haven't gotten it yet. I'll update my review.
And it's like, Jesus. Like, why? Okay.
It's like they need to be humbled.
My favorite is when the people like don't understand reviews. So they'll write like, worst thing I've ever tried. I hate this product. I would never buy. 5 stars. And you're like, do you not understand? 5 isn't like how much hatred you have in your heart. Speaking of, no, I don't have hatred in my heart for this.
No.
Well, speaking of review pending.
Review pending.
After we do
this. Yeah, indeed.
We're talking about Frogman 2023. This one's interesting because remember how we're always like, oh, a tight 90.
Yeah.
This one was like a low 80.
Yeah, I could not. I was like, what is a more stringent word for tight? And I couldn't think of it.
It's
I got narrow and I was like, that's
narrow,
not right.
80.
Like a cinching 80.
What is cinching 80? It's only 80 minutes and it's interesting. We found it because Elmarie, my girlfriend, sent me like a link from TikTok and was like, oh, everyone's talking about this movie. By everyone, I think it was just one person. But either way.
Everyone.
I saw and was like, yeah, it looks interesting. Let's do it.
Then you sent it to me and I was like, yes.
Absolutely.
Presently.
And we live, you know, in Ohio. And Loveland Frog is from Ohio.
Yeah.
And that's what this is about. Spoiler alert.
Did you know there's a festival in Loveland?
Yeah.
2 years.
We gotta go.
It was, this
is wand.
Might have actually been the weekend that we were in Lebanon.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're talking about Frogman, 2023. It's a found footage film. I had trouble finding that much info on it.
Yeah.
I could only find stuff on its IMDb. And every time I would click on something to like get some info, it'd be like, fill in the gaps. And I was like, you do that for me.
Yeah.
I can't fill you in. So sorry if my notes are sparse. And also it's a cinched 80. So
yeah.
It's going to be a quick one maybe. We don't know.
Who's
we don't
to
know.
Say?
We don't know.
There's no way to know.
But do you want some very small fun facts?
Of course I
about,
do.
I almost called it Loveland Frogman.
Huh?
Like, we'll get it together. Frogman.
Frogman.
Frogland.
Frogland.
Hi, I'm Miss Frogland. Mr. Frogland's my dad. You can just call me
Frogland if you're nasty.
I don't even know where I was going with it. Okay. Woo. Okay. So, Frogman 2023 was co-written and directed by Anthony Cousins. I don't know why that makes me laugh, but it does. Yeah. Here are the films that he has done. There's one at the end that made me laugh pretty hard because I was like, that's the whole title?
I thought you were going to say, here's a list of the films he's done. This one. And
then, like, that's it. Surprisingly, no. Yeah, I think these might be, they're either short films or I think they were mostly just films that went to, like, festivals.
Yeah.
But it's Scare Package.
Oh.
Fat Fleshy Fingers. And Every Time We Meet for Ice Cream, Your Whole Fucking Face Explodes.
Huh.
Can't wait.
Now, that's either cosmic horror or an allergy.
Yeah. And I don't know. No,
I don't know.
Excited to find out.
Here for both.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm like, I'll watch it. I don't care.
Scare Package sounds fun.
I kept waiting for these movies to be movies that I knew from working at the film festival.
Yeah.
Because we have, like, those overnight horror, like, segments.
Yeah.
And I would always end up working those. So I was like, oh, I wonder if any of these will pop up.
Yeah.
No. So far, no.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe someday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just realized, when you do the Cleveland Film Festival,
yeah,
I'll be in the Cleveland.
If I ever do it again.
But
yes, I will be there. And so you can come see me if I'll be there.
I invoked this and I apologize.
No, listen. We all have to be sad.
Speaking of Frogman.
Speaking of sad. So, no, I'm kidding. So it was co-written and directed by Anthony Cousins. The other co-writer was John Carsco. The three movies that he had was In Harm's Way, Play Dirty, and Teacher's Lounge.
Huh.
Again, I feel like it might be like movies from like a festival.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be short films. It didn't say, like, when I would click on them, they didn't really have a lot of info. But, you know, interesting.
That really lines up with one of the interviews I read because they were like, yeah, I'm 30 and nothing's made it so far. So
yeah. Ugh. I feel like the guy who played the friend looked so familiar. Yeah.
He
and I
did.
Was like, what are you in? It had to be something.
Scotty Frogman.
Scotty Frogman. Frogman's my father. Call me Scotty.
Okay. It was Benny Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those names where you're like, yeah, of course that's
Benny Barrett.
Mm-hmm. He's known for Marmalade, The Harbinger, Days When the Rains Came, and BitCon.
Okay, so I don't know any of these, unfortunately, but he looked so familiar.
He does. Maybe he just has that face.
I know. He might just have that face.
He was in an episode of Pretty Little Liars, The Perfectionists.
Yeah, I never seen that.
Nor I.
What if I was like, that's it?
That's what I knew him from.
I know. I haven't.
He was a hostage on In an Instant.
Okay.
He was in a short in 2016 called Daytimers.
Okay.
He was in a short called Albatross.
I feel like what's weird is it could be short films. Because not to bring it up again, sore spot. But every time I would do the festival, I would see like 15 short films in a row.
Dang.
And then do another day where I'd see like 15 more.
Yeah.
And we'd test every single one. So I'd see so many faces and I'm always like, I wonder if it's from that.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if I've seen this movie or this face from those movies, and I'll never know because I don't know the names and I skip through them. Who knows?
Yeah.
I couldn't find info on, like, specifically who did the music because everything was divvied out by, like, person in person.
Yeah.
And they all had a million jobs.
Yeah.
But I did think that it was funny that one song is called Amphibian in Ascending, written by and performed by Frog Lord.
Frog Lord.
Many songs were performed and written by Frog Lord. But there were other songs, more than I thought.
Yeah.
I originally thought that it was just the one song at the end, but I went back and I was like, okay, there's other ones.
So like they're driving the car and there's the radio and they're at a party and there's the radio.
Right. But it would always be like one song and it would be like performed by this person, written by this person. And it would be someone I've never heard of. So I wondered to avoid copyright if it was all songs that like they had written. I don't know.
Yeah.
Huh. But yeah, that was the music. I could not find how much it took to make this movie. I obviously can't imagine a lot because you said in the interview they didn't have like a big budget.
No.
So it's a mystery.
Yeah.
And my only fun fact was something I didn't even see was that there's a scene after the credits start and then there's another scene, like mid-credit scene.
What?
Did you didn't see this?
Because
I didn't.
No.
I let it play.
I'm that person that like rolls my cursor over
Same.
All the credits to see if there's something. The last thing I saw is it zooming on his face when he's not walking out on stage.
And I wonder if that's what they're talking about maybe, but I didn't think so.
Because it's after the credits within the movie.
Right.
It's after the credits,
yes.
But in the movie.
Maybe they mean that one is the like after the credits start, they mean that one where
Fuck.
He's like at the awards thing. But the other one, I truly don't know because I let it go through and I didn't see anything.
Okay. Well, if you did your due diligence, I believe you.
Apparently, there's a scene somewhere that we haven't seen. I don't know. It's a mystery. Yeah. Those are unfortunately all my fun facts. Yeah. But I can sum it up.
Please.
A determined young man goes in search of Frogman and finds him.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
Love Pithy.
It. Is what they say.
Pithy.
Pithy.
Sorry, I
yeah, you lost yourself there a little bit. Yeah.
That's on me. That's on me.
Get it together and it's okay.
Get it together and it's okay.
I just want you to know that, like, you got to get it together, but also, it's okay. Like, on.
I need that strong hand.
Watching a lot of, I don't know about you, but we're watching a lot of Dropout. And I keep thinking about Zach Koyama on Important People when he goes, you just got to get your head out of your ass.
Give me a little clap.
I do that around the house, and obviously nobody knows what I'm talking about. I did it at school, and everyone looked at me like, you okay? And I kept, come on, everybody, give me a little clap. Come on, everybody, give me a little clap. And everyone was like, what are you doing? And I was like, give me a little clap.
Give me a little clap.
Duh. So watch Important People on Dropout. It's really good.
I am going to invoke that in Nerd Corner at some point. So not Zach Koyama's, everybody.
It's just so good. So yeah, I was really... really channeling that energy just now.
And I love it.
Get your head out of your ass.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
And it's okay.
How does that, do you have a actual, like?
I have two.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah. One of them is pithy.
Oh, good.
One of them is passionate. I don't know. Is that the
opposite? Passionate. I like that.
So IMDb. Three friends in search of the Loveland Frogman find out that he is more than just a local legend.
We'll get to that later. I'm like, good over.
That was my frog croak.
No. This is us discovering that we don't know how to do a frog impression.
It was one of those moments where I was like mid-word and I was ready? Like, oh no.
Rib.
It's like,
oh my god, yours is good but terrifying. I almost tried to do it, and what came out was going to be like a screech. It was like, ah! And I was like, that's like a bird.
It's the little video of the frog with its like war cry. It's like,
I can't do it. This is my white whale.
I listened.
It just sounds like I'm trying not to throw up.
You're dry heaving.
Just I'm barking like, that's my in frog. The corner. It's my frog impression. What's up?
Incredible.
Well, I can't have a talent for everything.
I never get to have the good noises.
Good job. I'm honestly really impressed because mine was like cartoonish and yours was very really real.
Ribita.
That's my Ribito. French frog. Why is he French? He's like, maybe he's Spanish. I don't know.
Italian?
Maybe a little. He's like, ribita.
Hi, it's ribito.
Ribito. Where's my spaghetti? Sorry, Italian people, you don't sound like that at all.
I assume.
But maybe your frogs do. I don't know. I've never been there.
We don't know. That's one of the things that I remember being so delighted by in studying, like, other languages, was that, like, dog and cat noises.
Their noises are different.
Like, meow, meow.
They're, like, really cute. Yeah. And so they're, like, not cute. So we're just weird, and you're like, oh. Yeah. I kind of love it.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you have another one.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. Wait, did you already read one?
Yeah.
You did, and then IMDb. I went off the rails.
Got it.
As we do.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never had someone clear their throat, and it'd be, like, really pretentious and judgy. Like, you didn't say anything to me, but I felt it. You were like...
That was me being like, how much phlegm is there? Can I get away with just making this noise?
Like, it was a lot. Message received.
Oh, Rotten Tomatoes.
What do they got? What do they got for us?
Loveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
Home of the Frogman. Oh. In the summer of 1999, a 12-year-old named Dallas Kyle captured footage of the mythical creature, but no one believed it was real. Lots of liquid in my mouth.
Yeah.
20 years later, Dallas, now an amateur filmmaker struggling to turn his passion into a career, returns to Loveland with friends Amy and Scotty, determined to obtain irrefutable proof that the Frogman exists. But what starts as an innocent documentary soon turns into a Lovecraftian nightmare as Dallas uncovers the horrific secrets hidden beneath Loveland's idyllic surface. Can Frogman read minds? Does he really have a wand? Does Frogman fuck? One thing is certain, the croaks are no hoax.
Does Frogman fuck? fuck?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Dude, we have so many fun facts about the frogman after this.
Yeah.
We have to, like, get a picture of us doing our, like, yeah. wand impression of the
yeah.
frog.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, it's spot on. Like, yeah. in my mind, I look just like he did yes, in the movie.
Absolutely.
But I'm sure that this is not really capturing it.
We'll do a side-by-side, a triptych of yeah. me, the frogman, and you.
There's a wind-up to it yeah. that I feel like we don't see, but we know is happening.
We know happens.
Yeah. The frogman's got a wand, so yeah. jot that down.
It's important that you know this.
It's important. I didn't know it. So it's important that we all know it so we can all be on the same page. It's and like, he's got a wand.
I don't know the exact quote, but it's hot ones, Pedro Pascal, and you should know this too.
I love it. You should know this too. Yeah. Just gesturing to yeah. random. It's me doing it to everybody. That was last night. Like, my poor girlfriend has been working 3 days in a row, 12-hour shifts, right? So she's exhausted.
Yeah.
We're like laying in bed, getting ready to sleep. She's probably already asleep. And I go, hey, so the frog had a wand and the frog man. And she just goes, what? And then from then on, I was like, well, now I got to tell her everything.
Yeah.
So I obviously. Like told her the entire plot. And she's like, but where's the wand come in? And I went, only a little. Like, it just didn't.
When he gets bonked with it.
It was so funny. I just, hey.
Hey.
He's got a wand. Okay. Probably exhausted. Probably doesn't remember.
But maybe in her subconscious, Frog she's gonna come on and be like right
did
there.
He have a wand? I mean, yeah, he did.
Yeah. She's like, I felt in my heart.
That he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're on to Nerd Corner.
Uh-huh.
I'm worried it's obvious, and I'm gonna be like an absolute, oh, damn it. Now I'm worried more because the only guess I had was obvious.
I support any guess.
My guess was just cryptids in general and like movies about them. Nuh-uh, really?
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, we did Mothman.
Yeah.
Prophecies, which was like, and I don't even remember what Nerd Corner was.
I do, because I looked back at it.
Did you?
Check.
What yeah. was it?
We'll get there.
Oh, shit. Okay,
it's
fine.
Not actually like, it's a mention.
I didn't know, because I couldn't remember what we did for that. And I was like, well, I feel like I would remember maybe if it was cryptids, yeah. but that was the only one I could think for this.
I will invoke that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was either cryptids, or I was going to say like small town conspiracies and how like ooh. Secrets can be kept within a small town because man. Of so little being like getting out and in, you know? Like
the psychology of small towns is banana pants.
Yeah. It reminded me of when we went to Lebanon and I was like, yeah. and your party made a joke about it being like a cult. And I was like, yeah. we wouldn't know because we're tourists who show up for a weekend and leave. And mm-hmm. I was like, who fucking knows what happens, you know? So that was my guess.
Incredible. Perfection.
Yeah.
So before we actually get into it, I do need to confess that I genuinely thought about just going off the rails and starting with, what are frogs?
Oh, fuck, you should have. What are frogs? Because I would have had a crisis probably right? and been like, I don't know.
And then I was like, I could do like a science lecture about like amphibians and maybe talk about like indicator species. And then maybe be like, is like the ephemerality of cryptids kind of related to indicator species mm-hmm. and chytrid and like all these things. Anyway, I didn't do that. I also thought about covering Ohio generally.
I actually almost joked about being like, is it just gonna be about Ohio?
I thought about that.
So because you know,
we both live here yeah. and it also hosts several very niche folklore stories.
Yeah, we have a lot of weird shit here.
We do indeed.
Welcome to Ohio.
it really feels like the kid that tries to give themselves their own nickname because
oh my God.
Everyone's like, well, you have the Jersey Devil. We have melon heads. And they're like, who said that? We did.
We have it. You guys wouldn't know. You're not from here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was even thinking about bringing in a Princess Emily quote of, who even is that?
When we name a location.
Who even is that?
Are you from Germany?
Right in the smack of the dab.
Right in the heart of the smack of the dab.
Oh, so Germany. Who even is that? Fuck, another important people quote. Everyone, check it out.
I
you don't
have
drop out.
That episode 4 times.
Oh, I've seen it so many times. I've watched whenever I just need something in the background. Yes. I'm like, I'll just watch Important People, the new one with Brian David Gilbert, and yeah. oh my God, Oscar. I can't remember his last name, but yeah. Oscar, the new one, is so good. Hopefully someday, if anyone from Dropout wants to be on the show,
we would just fall over ourselves to accommodate that.
Yeah, I would, and I would also probably just cry because I wouldn't know what to do. They'd be on the show, be like, hey, how are you? And I'd be like, and I'd do my frog yeah. impression, and we're just throwing up. So
that was a pretty good frog impression.
Thank you.
Just needs to go up more. Yeah.
something wrong with me. I can't do it.
I love that.
I have like one specific impression I can do it. If it's not
hello
that.
By the window.
That and
Pikachu.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I've got multiple.
You have at least two. So three?
Yeah, because I can do Link from.
Oh, yeah.
From any Zelda game, yeah. Really. Just
hot. That's very
really good,
assume,
right?
Because I've never played Legend of Zelda.
Well, then you wouldn't know, but it's spot on.
But I trust that it's very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hot! It's anytime he hits a jar. Not in Tears of the Kingdom, though, which is a bummer. Every time he hits, he actually sounds like a genuine man. I'm like, no.
Come on.
Bring back my weird,
hot!
Yeah. Like, yell that he does. Okay,
they
so.
Betrayed you.
You were saying that a while?
In the end, I did not do those things.
Yeah, fair.
So. What we'll talk about instead, what is a cryptid? Mm-hmm. Are they separate from folklore? Mm-hmm. What is the cultural significance of cryptids? Or, said another way, do they say anything about the region or the times?
I hope you know that I almost specifically said the difference between cryptids and folklore. I was like, on the way here, I was like, you know, what if it's like folklore? And I went, well, it wouldn't be that, because cryptids is its own thing. And I said, unless that's what she talks about.
We're going to get there.
I know,
and
I love this.
I'm so happy that
so
this is something that
so
you were.
Tuned.
We're just like right there.
Right there. Mind melding.
Love it. Okay. So before we dig into any of the broad stuff mm-hmm. like about cryptids and folklore, I want to talk Frogman. What is the story of this upright amphibian from Loveland, Ohio?
Please. With a wand.
With a wand. One article has referred to Frogman as extremely local. I love that.
I can't think of a better way to describe it than extremely local.
Yeah. It just sounds so shady.
It's so local that I wouldn't be surprised if, like, the first stories he didn't have a wand and someone was like, I gave him that wand.
Yeah.
I sold it to
That's
him.
My own wand. I'm like, I bet it is.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So when you're looking at the Loveland Frog or the Loveland Frogman, use both ways because, well, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
So there are three primary events or like clusters of sightings that people cite or reference.
Mm-hmm.
1955, 1972, and 2016.
Oh.
Let's start at the very beginning.
Here we go.
So May 25th, 1955. Mm-hmm. This is a direct quote from
you got
someone
it.
That I put in my notes.
There.
I cited them like I was supposed to, but I should have cited them like a ding dong. Where I basically just, like, say the site that I got them from, but instead I was like, here's the year and their last name.
Love that.
What I should have done was, like, writing on.
No.
The last name is Naish. I'm pretty
Love
sure
it.
It was Darren Naish, and I think that this was on Tetsu.
Mm.
It's in my extension. It's in my sources.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, so the story goes that a businessman or traveling salesman, sometimes said to be an unknown and sometimes specifically identified as Mr. Robert Honeycutt, was driving home from work when at 3:30 a.m. he saw three bipedal grayish reptilian creatures, each about 3 feet tall.
Three.
The witness stopped and observed them for a few minutes. In some versions of the story, the creatures were seen conversing. In some, they were observed under a bridge. And in some, one of them held a cylindrical or wand-like device above its head. This released sparks and was frightening enough that it inspired the witness to flee. Funnily enough, this is not the most popular event that people reference usually. So most look to the 1972 encounter. Mm-hmm. Police officer Ray Shockey was out on icy roads on March 3rd, 1972, around 1 a.m. While driving, he saw a crouching creature by the guardrail that looked at him, then stood upright and climbed over the guardrail and out of sight. At this point, I'm going, sorry, I have like a hair in my mouth. I was like, I can get this.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
At this point, I'm going to lean on our friends at Snopes for the second officer's actions, as I saw a range of different explanations across sources, and I was like, Snopes did the work.
I feel like that's
I'll
how it goes,
Yeah. So the direct quote, Matthews explained, Matthews is the name of the second officer, Matthews explained that the first officer to encounter the purported frogman, Ray Shockey, called him one night in the March of 1972.
In the March.
After spotting something strange on Riverside Drive / Kemper Road near the Totes Boot Factory in the Little Miami River. Totes Boot Factory. And I have a hard time saying Totes Boot Factory. It's like Totes Boot Factory.
Totes Boots.
Totes Boots.
It's Totes Boots.
Indeed, Totes Boots.
I love boots.
So, near Totes Boot Factory and the Little Miami River. Naturally, I didn't believe him, but I could somehow tell from his demeanor that he did see something, Matthews said. Later that month, Matthews was driving on Kemper Road near the Boot Factory, Totes Boots.
Yeah.
Well, it was just toads.
Right.
When he saw something run across the road. However, it was not walking upright.
That's my impression.
That's probably pretty accurate.
Yeah.
It wasn't walking upright and did not climb over the guardrail as the urban legend of Frogman goes. The creature crawled under the guardrail. Matthew said he had no clue what it was. I know no one would believe me, so I shot it, he said.
I knew I wouldn't be trusted, so I shot it.
Yeah. Matthew's recovery.
I've never heard more things, more accurate saying from a con.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Continue.
I mean,
no I'm not apologies. Trying to make Frogman political.
Frogman's a libertarian, I'll have you know.
God, of course he is.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Matthews recovered the creature's body and put it in his trunk to show Shockey.
Okay.
He said Shockey said it was the creature he'd seen too. End quote from Snopes.
Big frog.
Big frog.
I mean, it seems like it might just be a big old frog. But hey, what do I know?
So, we'll get back to it. Cut to 2016. Oh. And we have a young couple playing Pokemon Go late at night.
Hell yes.
This is also from Snopes. So, this is a direct quote. Mm-hmm. Within the article is the person talking about what
yeah,
they saw.
Yeah.
We saw a huge frog near the water. Not in the game, Pokemon Go. This was an actual giant frog. I took a couple pictures and a video because I'd never seen one that big. Then the thing stood up and walked on its hind legs. Oh. I realize this sounds crazy, but I swear on my grandmother's grave that this is the truth. I'm not sure whether it was a frogman or just a giant frog. Either way, I've never seen anything like it.
Did it also have a top hat and a cane? Or did it go, hello, my baby.
Hey, hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal. Is it ragtime?
Yes.
Or good
yes.
time?
I think it's ragtime.
Okay, I hope it's ragtime.
We'll ask a frog.
Ask your local frog if it's ragtime or good time.
Just getting into some sort of bog and going, hey, yeah.
Tell me.
Is it ragtime? Good time.
Is that something that one of the helper things in Zelda... Hey, listen.
Yeah, that's the other impression I can do, but I want to show off.
I want it.
It's Navi.
Hey, listen.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You haven't played the game. You don't know.
No, I don't know. But I think it's beautiful.
Thanks. I tried.
I've been told that I walk in public like an NPC that's guiding you somewhere because I'll walk really fast and get there and then wait for you.
You
and then
do. When you get We've been hiking. Remember the time you basically beat all of our friends along what? Like, how long was it? Was it like 5 miles?
Yeah, I think
miles?
It was 5 miles.
5 miles of hiking, and I'm in the back the whole time, huffing and puffing and dying. Kate gets to like the very end, except for one little flight of stairs, and I get there and I go, I'm gonna win! And I run down the stairs and I make it to the end and I go, and I hiked the whole thing the fastest. And like, just like a little shit. I don't know if it was a competition to you, but after 5 miles, it was to me.
And it was very much like, what the fuck, the Blackout Club, move!
It really was. We play that game and I just push past Kate. Because you're not supposed to run. If you haven't played Blackout Club, you shouldn't run because it attracts enemies.
You're trying to sneak quietly.
And my whole thing is I love to run. So I like to get really close to Kate's character and then go, move!
Just run past.
And the character's arms are moving so frantically. And it looks like I'm just such a fucking asshole. Like, move!
And I love it.
So that was me hiking. Move! Move, I'm gay!
And I was like, yeah, that's fair.
I had to get out of there. I had to win.
Yeah.
And then we hiked more and I remember when I was the only one that could see the horse and I started educating people?
Yeah. And then I had a moment where I was like, what if Nikki is punking us all? And... I believed you saw it, but I also knew that it was a non-zero chance that you were just telling everyone nonsense.
I probably was. I probably just, I don't know.
No, I'm sure you saw it.
Not to, I don't know if this puts us on any map, but we went hiking and there's like a horse in the rock that you can like see. And I walked up and I went, oh, there's the horse. And everybody was like, what? Yeah. So I had to show everyone where the horse was. And then another couple, you can see the horse, show me the horse.
Yeah.
So I had to show them the horse. And then another couple, and I became like a guide for the horseless.
You were beloved.
Yeah, and then I was like, hey guys, sorry, I gotta go. And I had to sign autographs, and it was really hard.
The horseless.
I was there for the horseless. Which is so funny, because I hate horses. Only one that could see it, because I didn't want to see it.
Yeah, you're like, it haunts me in my dreams, they there it is.
Too bad.
Yeah.
I simply didn't want it.
Yeah.
But there he was.
It's like one of those things, like, relax your eyes.
So I was like, stop. Trying so hard.
Yeah. You want to run away. Play hard to get. The horse will come
Act
to
like
you.
You don't want to see the horse. Yeah. Then you're going to see the horse. Where were we? I feel like this episode is going to just be us off the rails because there's so little info. Yes. I'm filling in the blanks.
Because this is a cinched 80, I was like, I can be a little bit long and have a lot of long quotes.
Oh, good. Then I'll stop talking.
No. This will balance out and good. Everything you're saying. Chef's kiss. I almost hit my mic to like kiss it. And then I was like, that's unnecessary.
It's okay. You gotta okay. do what you gotta do.
So we just heard from the young yes. person that was playing Pokemon Go. Yep. Matthews, the second mm-hmm. officer from the 1972 sighting, came out of the woodwork to poo-poo the idea that this was a sighting of the Loveland Frog. So another quote, I believe this is from Snopes. It was a large iguana about 3 or 3.5 feet long, Matthews said. The animal was missing its tail, which is why he didn't immediately recognize it. Matthews said he figured the iguana had been someone's pet and then either got loose or was released when it grew too large. He also theorized that the cold-blooded animal had been living near the pipes that release water that was used for cooling the ovens in the boot factory, totes, as a way to stay warm in the cold March weather. The thing was half dead anyway when I shot it, he said.
Little liar!
Yeah. So, there are undoubtedly other stories that people have heard, but these are the ones that consistently show up in articles, even if the details are murky or, like, differ across sources. But from these, it feels a little sparse.
You really hit all the cops' favorites, shooting and lying.
And don't worry, in the movie, they tap a car when they walk away. So, just, like, hitting boom, all the... Yeah.
Fuck off.
It's like, they're incapable of not tapping the car when they walk
what
away.
What is it? What is that? It's like, what are you doing for us?
Shining the light in your eyes. Fuck you. It's fine.
So fucking stupid.
It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like light in your eyes. It's like my tags are expired. Leave me alone.
I'm sorry.
I forgot to put the sticker on. I
forgot for like 5 years.
They were like, there.
Bro, I didn't even get pulled over. I got a full ticket parked in front of my house. Because they were like, come on.
Okay, I literally
didn't know that could happen, but it can.
I thought you could only be ticketed for expired tags if it was in motion.
No, 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 no. If you park your car in front of your home, they can drive by, see your tags, and go, oh, big old ticket.
And I love that they're using their time really well. And yeah, no,
it was really cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool. I've been driving with it for like a year on those tags expired. No one got me, but they were like, oh, there it is. I was like, you got me.
No, when I got caught with expired tags, it was when I was in high school, and I was coming back from a theater tech rehearsal,
mm-hmm.
and so it was stupid late at night, and it was, like, probably on a weekend, because I did a lot of theater stuff on the weekends, like, late into the night.
Yeah, it was, like, all weekend.
And I was driving home, and it was, like, close to a yellow light, where it's, like, so I, like, went through it, and it was mm-hmm. still yellow when I went through it, and I was going the speed limit, because I saw a cop, and I saw his lights go on, and so I pull off, and I was, like, I didn't break any laws. And I understand that you saw a young, strange girl because I was wearing, like, a duct tape bow tie. I get it.
It happens.
It happens. And you were like, she's probably drunk. And, sir, I did not drink for several years.
No.
Anyway, I've recovered from it.
I'm good now.
Yeah,
I've never been pulled over, but I've gotten many a ticket from just being around. And I'm like, leave me alone.
I've been pulled over.
In my defense, though, when my tags were expired, it was because of the pandemic.
Oh.
It was during that time, like those 3 years where like, I just didn't really go anywhere and I didn't do anything. So I completely, my birthday meant nothing. You know what I mean? Like you had your birthday and you were like, did it happen? I don't know. And then it just kind of was like that for a while. And then I was like, oh, isn't there something I'm supposed to do on my birthday?
Yeah.
Now I don't fucking forget. Unless I have. No, I didn't. We're good.
No. Mine are expired right now. Because it's my dad's birthday.
Oh.
Is the first of the month. And then anyway, it's like it expires the first of the month of your birthday, so you not the end of the month.
Yes. It's like.
Yeah. But right I can't renew it because it's not my car. So they're mailing it.
If I renewed it for 5 years and it was worth it. So expensive, but now I'm like free. I don't have to worry about it. And
year to year renewal is not where it's at.
No.
But I'm not paying for this, so I cannot judge at right? all.
You would be like, you choose it.
And I was like, I did that. Like, I will accept whatever happens because I am benefiting from your generosity. Thank you. Let me pay something. They won't let me pay.
No, of course not. Welcome to DMV Corner.
Yeah.
Is where we talk about
DMV, BMV. What is it in your state? Tell us.
It used to be a DMV, I swear to God, here, but now it's BMV.
I cannot keep up with it. It's either department or bureau, and I don't know which one.
But either way, they.
Department's easier to spell.
Yeah.
The number I've cried.
Bureau's fun, though. Saucy.
Yeah, it is kind of saucy.
I like that.
The number of times that I have cried at a BM, DMV, whatever the fuck.
Dude. Last time I was there was a nightmare because I just got a new car.
Yeah.
And I told, and this is not on my mother. My mother did nothing wrong. Yeah. But I told her, I was like, I think they fixed my registration at the dealership.
Yeah.
And she went, I doubt it. So she goes, you should go. And on my one day off, I was like, fine, I'll go. So I go and I sat for 3 hours. And then finally I get up to the counter after 3 hours and I go, hey, this is what I need. And he goes, oh, I can't do that here. And I went, okay. And he goes, you got to go to a different place and then do that and then come back here.
That sucks.
And I was like, no. So I called the dealership and I went, hey, I just waited for 3 hours to do this. Did you guys do this at the dealership? And they went, yeah. And I went, ah! And I just lost my mind, called my mom and went, hey, I was right. I love you, but I was right. And then I left. And I took another sick day so I could chill out. I was like,
as one should.
I was like, I'm chilling. How dare you? So yeah, that's welcome to BMV Corner or DMV Corner, whatever you want to call it.
The MV.
Yeah, it's whatever you want to. Yeah. MV.
This episode's a mess.
Wouldn't have it any other
way. What
are
you saying?
So,
who knows?
The details of the Loveland frogman.
Yeah, we talked about the cops and yeah.
Murky, different cross sources.
Yeah.
But it feels a little sparse on like the evidence side. And maybe I have unreasonably high expectations for local legends, and that might be unfair of me. But we have a primer of the Loveland frog or Loveland frogman since it's known as both. So let's take a broader look at the context of stories like these.
Yay!
Back when we covered Mothman prophecies, our favorite, we talked about folklore.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Yeah. Because I was like, I know I talked about it.
I knew we did, but I was like, I cannot for the life of me remember.
I couldn't remember when. It was that.
Okay. Okay.
So it's hard to have one set definition because it's so expansive. Yeah. But we settled on this.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Oh, just wiggle the mic a wee bit. Like, So traditional customs, tales, sayings, dances, or art forms preserved among a people.
Okay.
We also looked at how it can commonly serve a range of... I bumped it a little low. Sorry.
Look like a mafia frog.
Bleh.
You come to me.
Bleh.
I'm my frog wife's quinceanera. I don't know, man. It's probably daughter. I said wife. I've never seen The Godfather. Come at me. I'm ready.
I've never seen it.
Look at that massacre of my boy. I'm just guessing.
My boy. I've seen the GIF, and that's how I'm guessing
it's
said.
Yeah, that's all I need. If anybody ever tries to come up to me and go, you haven't seen The Godfather? Let me show you. I will simply leave. No, I don't want to.
I'll show them the Barbie movies.
Yeah, I'll be
like,
okay, here you go.
Yeah.
I'll make them watch Meet the Deedles a million times over. And I will never stop. Until the world has seen Meet the Deedles.
I still haven't seen it. I know. I know volunteered to watch it.
Over the pandemic, Emily and I watched it over, like, how we do with movies.
Yeah.
She watched it with me. Because I was watching it. I'm going to watch Meet the Deedles. Yeah. She went, fuck it, I'll watch it. And I was like, oh! And she was like, what is happening? That was, embarrassingly enough, one of my first dates with Elmarie.
Oh.
Is that we played, like, Mario Party. And the next day I was like, you should come over and watch Meet the Deedles, my favorite movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I bought, like, all the candy and food from the movie. Only to find out that, like, her least favorite candy is gummy worms, which is what they eat.
Which is wrong.
Yeah. So I think I still have the cider from our very first date.
Aww.
Yeah, adorable. But it's still in our fridge. And I won't let anyone drink it. Like, can I have this? And I go, no, it's like 3 years old.
Moved it from two different apartments to a third apartment.
Yeah, she gave it to me and I'll never get rid of it.
I respect that.
It's a rosé cider. I'll never get rid of it. It's mine.
Ooh.
Yeah. Nice. I'm sure it's delicious. Never.
Cheers.
Can't drink it.
To the rosé wine can.
Mine's empty. I drank it like a beer, like you said not to.
Mine is very nearly empty. Would you like any sort of replacement?
What do you got?
Absinthe and gin.
My body said, no. No, I'm okay.
I also have orange liqueur, which is, it's
you got triple sec in there?
It's not triple sec.
It's fancy.
It's not the triple sec.
That's what triple sec is.
And now I get my distance voice again.
I love this. This episode was going to be short, and then we said, no, it won't.
No.
It simply won't.
I do want to get this sound in there, though.
Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah.
It's so nice. Where am I from?
So nice.
I'm having a time, man.
Someone sent me...
one can of wine, and I can't handle it, clearly.
Well, this is 3 glasses.
Oh, no. That's why I was like, I can drink it like a beer. It's fine. Had 3 glasses of wine and I haven't even had my daily soup.
Yeah, so 2 cans of this equals 1 bottle, and 1 bottle I think is 6 servings. Is that strong?
No, it's actually really good. No, I meant that. I just happened to be thinking about how much wine this was at the same time, so
you looked like you were actively in pain.
No. This is, I'm going to say this is on par or worse than the Omen episode. Which I kind of suspected.
What was her no context quote for that? I just saw that.
Oh, dear God. I don't know. Do you know there's like a, it's not a remake, but it's like the prequels of The Omens.
Oh.
We should look into that.
Yes, please.
Where is it?
I'd be looking.
Well, I'd be looking too.
I'd be looking first. I don't.
I'd be looking harder, so.
I think it was far enough ago that it's not in the images folder.
No, I think you're right, because I think we hadn't done it.
I'm going to pull up our Instagram.
What stage of grief is God?
Goo.
Goo?
That's even better.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Okay. We have a lot of funny ones.
Yeah.
If you're ever wondering, geez, should I go back and listen to these? Here's a quote. You grab the ghost by the worms. Just go listen.
Have you ever been so mad at your father, you just die?
Sphincters don't have to be an anus.
Where will you go to have a mental breakdown? Only you can find out.
I just think these movie boys should kiss. That one's the most obvious in my opinion.
Yeah, that was so like, you.
That's Scream.
Yeah, like, obviously.
We know that Scream.
Okay. Humor me for like a second.
Yeah.
If you're looking at this very quick.
Yeah.
It looks like Zach Oyama.
You know? One, yes, it does. Two, Kate was like, like, you've clearly been burned before, and it was our last episode when you were burned. Yes. Because now you're like, doesn't it?
It did, though. No, it did. I said you had to look quickly, so I was trying to make you look quickly.
Turning it so quick. But what's funny is immediately I went, oh, that one.
Yeah.
Yes. So I was like, I know that one. Yeah. How do I mix this? It's in the can.
Come on in, I'll make it a glorgle.
We just say so many good things.
Where the fuck? Like, I found Mothman.
Yeah, what'd we say there?
I was born to do it.
I was!
What the fuck is happening to the queen? That's from Gremlins.
That one I genuinely was concerned. I was like, what is happening with the queen?
We didn't know. Okay, we didn't know. So I found the omen.
Yeah. What is it?
I think I saw this one.
I think I know what it's about.
He missed 100% of the water shots you don't gain.
That was it. I was like, it's about Watergate, isn't it?
It's really dumb. I was trying to make the Watergate and a 100% of the shots you don't take.
Oh my God. I hope so hard that this is not someone's first episode, because they're going to be like, they've never seen a movie in their life. They don't know how to talk about it. We do. I swear to God. I'm trying to think of one where I was smart, but it's fine. Any of them are better.
I think maybe we put in the episode description, don't let this be your first episode.
Please, dear God, don't. I've noticed that
we're
like
feral for Frogman.
As we've gone on, we've gotten so much better at being like, just leave the banter in. People like
yeah.
it. Because we used to be like, we had an intro. Yeah. We did not banter. We were like, you move on. We cut that out.
Yeah.
We used to cut out like every breath. We were like,
yeah.
No breathing.
And any now mouth I'm like, sounds had to go.
Fuck it. I leave in like, if it's funny enough, I'm like, yeah. I'm leaving a hiccup. Yeah. I think it's great. In the last episode I just edited, you go, oh, hiccup moment. And I went, that's great. Yeah. Like, there's just moments that I'm like, it's fine. It's yeah. fine. Look how far we've come is what I'm saying.
And it's preparing them for when we try to do a live show. And it's like, here are all the things that you might not have heard.
God, they've offered us that live show thing a few times. And I think it's just because they're moving to a new space. So I haven't heard anything about it. But every time I think about it, I go, are you sure?
Have you listened?
I'm like, it's off the rails. Like,
we don't know how to pace. We don't know like, how to like choose a time.
I feel like it's either a testament to how good I am at editing that no one knows how much is happening behind the scenes, or they're just ignoring it because I cut out a lot.
Yeah, we have, well, the outtakes are a thing that I go through like every couple dozen episodes.
Yeah, we were like, okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Surprisingly, none for the last one.
Wow.
All it was coughs.
Oh, yeah. The phlegm.
That was it.
The phlegm was real, yeah.
We were very like, on that last one. This wow. one? I don't even want to know.
No.
Who knows when I'll start and stop? We don't know.
Cheers.
I'm nervous.
Who could possibly know?
Not me. That liquor's just sitting on top.
I feel like it is.
Yep. All right.
That was a choice we both made.
What were you saying?
What movie is this?
We were talking about Mothman.
Yes.
And about how you covered folklore.
So when we cover Mothman, we talk about folklore.
Yeah.
So we also looked at how it can commonly serve a range of functions. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Okay. I had a moment where when I was typing this, because I have to mime things apparently. Yeah. I'm very sorry.
You have to.
When eventually we record a visual of this, you'll just get to see all of the things that I do that are not helpful.
I was thinking about that earlier when I kept doing the one impression. And I was like, someday we're going to record it. I'm going to forget that we record it. And I'm going to be like, oh, my goodness. And then I'm going to be like, oh, no.
And
I can see it.
I'm just very much the person, like, there's the joke between Dane, yeah, between Kels and I, because she was, like, trying to tell someone a story, and she's like, oh, you know, like, a box of cereal. And they're like, yeah, a box of cereal.
For some reason, I do that, too, though. I'm like, you know,
yeah.
A box? And I just know what a box is.
I have to use my hands. And so
I have to.
There's this hiccup moment, Zoom update, where if you do like certain hand signs, it'll like throw confetti or balloons, or like it'll put a thumbs up emoji on your image to be like, I approve that. Whoa. I just talk a lot with my hands. And so I'll be like doing something. Instagram is like, no, like take it back. And I like hide my hands.
Like, stop it.
No, you can't have this.
That's wild.
Yeah. They don't like it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Interesting.
So. The reason that I struggle with the word escapism, because I was thinking of infarction, and I don't remember when that happened or if it was a TV show, but it was like...
Infarction?
Yeah, it's in my brain, and I don't know why.
Like a fart?
It's like a malfunction. Oh. Infarction.
Infraction?
I think that it was on a cartoon when I was a kid.
Okay.
Like that was said.
Okay.
And it's in my brain, and I don't know where it came from. So if you know where infarction came from, I'll take it. Anyway, it can serve a range of functions.
Yeah.
Including escapism, validation of culture and tradition, education and reinforcement of values, and maintaining conformity to community/cultural norms.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So those were some of the things we talked about with folklore. So are cryptids and folklore figures overlapping, or is there an important distinction? To get at that answer, we need to look at the origin of the term cryptid and the context of its usage. So let us look at cryptozoology.
Yeah.
And
I burped in the middle of that. I was more excited than it came out. I was like, yeah.
There was
excited.
Yeah, you just wanted to imitate a frog briefly.
You know I can't. And it feels mean at this point. I'm like, bleh.
Fuck yeah. I know that that was not as good as my previous one. I can do better.
Do it.
Okay. Cryptozoology.
Yeah.
So, direct quote. This is from Wikipedia. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Love that. Thank you.
Cryptozoology is a pseudoscience, and so pseudo is fake.
Yeah.
this is just for anyone listening. And subculture that searches for and studies unknown, legendary, or extinct animals whose present existence is disputed or unsubstantiated, particularly those popular in folklore, such as Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, Yeti, Chupacabra, Jersey Devil, etc.
Right.
Cryptozoologists refer to these entities as cryptids, a term coined by the subculture. Because it does not follow the scientific method, cryptozoology is considered a pseudoscience by mainstream science. It is neither a branch of zoology nor of folklore studies.
Yeah.
They disown that shit. They're like, you are not related to me. You don't have my eyes. Get the fuck out. And like a quick distinction, this was like alluded to with like two different like short phrases in there. And I just want to like call it out because it's easily missed. So it doesn't just have to be animals that we're not sure exist. It can also be animals believed to be extinct.
That's what I thought, because I was about to ask, because I was like, I know a lot of people will be like, oh, I have a degree in like cryptozoology, and it's studying like griffins and things from like Greek mythology, you know what I mean? So I'm like, and unicorns, these things that people are like, oh, I swear they existed, but they're not here anymore. Dodos.
Fucking dodos. There are two things that I mourn the loss of. Dodos and the great auk.
Whenever we're like running low on something in the house, I do my perfect impression of the dodo from Ice Age. And I go, the last melon. I do it.
My favorite.
Whenever there's like a bagel left, I'll be like, oh, we have one bagel. And she'll be like, who gets it? And I'll go, the last melon.
And I think about the rhinos with the dandelion, and I don't remember what they're saying, but I remember it means so much to them.
I just, I do it at school too, and sometimes it'll get like one kid. Like one kid will be like, oh, it's so funny. Oh, and the other kids are like, what the fuck? It's a hit or a miss, but
Yeah. So anyway, that was the last melon. How did we get to the last melon?
Bro, I wish I knew.
We'll find out.
We were talking about like folklore. Yeah. We were talking about how it is different from cryptids. Oh, because we were talking about animals that are extinct and how cryptozoology sometimes deals with extinction.
Okay, yeah. Dodos. So,
I'll come back to dodos. Dodos.
So there was an article. Like, it's actually something I cited earlier for.
Yeah.
Or it's actually something I cite in a moment for distinguishing like cryptids and like definitions of cryptids and stuff, but they advocate for a different terminology to separate it. So like cryptozoology would be for the hidden animals.
Okay.
And that's like the ones that we're never sure existed. And then there'd be eclipsozoology.
Oh, interesting.
For animals that are believed to be extinct, because there are instances of animals we thought were extinct. And then someone was like, actually, they are still living
like in this
small segment of the population in
like, it's crazy that, their animals are still around like that.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Truly. So I just like want to make that distinction. So said another way, Chris, the author of an article on the site Where Light Meets Dark, like summarizes these two segments of cryptozoology as the search for living examples of animals taxonomically identified through fossil records but are believed to be extinct. The search for animals that fall outside of taxonomic records due to lack of empirical evidence, but for which anecdotal evidence exists in the form of myths, legends, or undocumented sightings. Is your foot okay?
I was hoping you were gonna breeze past it. I was trying to put it on the little bar under the chair, and it slipped, and I just kicked the ground, and I went, just move on. I said, simply move on. I got it. My monkey toes just didn't grasp.
My toes are broken. They're not broken, but my toenails have seen better days.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Both big toes are bloody.
I have only worn my climbing shoes once.
Yeah.
But the more I wear them, the more they are going to be fucked up because your toes are supposed to be crunched in. And they certainly are crunched in.
Yeah.
So the day after I wore them, I was like, it hurts. But like they're breaking in and everything and stuff
like that. If you ever need medical tape, I have it.
I know. But so far I haven't needed it. Like, there's no blisters.
Yeah.
It's literally just that, like, my toes hurt, you know?
Yeah.
Your feet aren't used to being, like, uncomfortable on purpose.
I have a problem where I can't wear shoes if I can't spread all my toes out at the same time. So, like, a shoe that is meant to be constricting.
it sucks. I mean, I'm lucky because, like, I'm a freak, and if a shoe fits just enough, I'm like, it's good enough for me. I'll wear it if I think it's cute enough.
Yeah.
But I've not had one this tight before. And then you're climbing with it.
Yeah.
So you're, like, putting your toe in, and you're like, God, it helps so much, though.
Yeah. To have it like, fitting right. Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. I put my foot in, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I could stand on that.
Yeah.
Instead of feeling like, could I? Like, yeah. So it's kind of cool.
Yes.
Hurts, though. Hurts so bad.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah. Where were we now?
Cryptozoology.
There we go.
So, the search for animals that fall outside of taxonomic records. So, like, this is the mythologized ones. So, I learned about cryptozoology for the first time in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I was immediately obsessed. Same. I was like, I could go out looking for reasonable evidence of creatures that we're not sure exist. And that would be so fun. But then in sixth grade, I was like, I could go my entire career and never have any success.
Yeah.
So I shelved that future real quick. And in seventh grade, I moved on to genetics.
Oh, I like
and
that.
And I shelved that by eighth grade because I wanted to be like all I knew of genetics was Punnett squares, which was very simplified in seventh grade, obviously.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I could be a genetic counselor. And I was like, but that seems like a real big bummer to like just tell people bad news a lot. And, like, even now, like, learning more, it's like, oh, there's a lot of ableism baked down in there, huh? So, anyway.
It's rough.
Those were futures that I considered and shelved.
If it makes you feel any better, in high school, because I lived in Florida, my dream was to find evidence of the colossal squid and, like, find out how to easily find them, basically.
Marine biology, like, ocean fear.
Yeah. I just was like, there's no fucking way. If I even saw a tentacle, I'd go, and I'd run away.
You can do land-based research.
I know.
You can design the
stuff. Everyone was like, stick to marine biology. You could do land-based stuff. And I was like, problem is I want to do the sea-based
stuff.
But then I get there and I go, ooh, I'm too scared. So, but yeah, I get you. I get you in those fears.
So because I'm not a cryptozoologist, because I like in sixth grade was like, not for me, I got into some cryptid forums.
Oh,
Just now. Just now, meaning today.
Yeah.
saw people arguing about the distinction between folklore and cryptids, and people were pushing for the following. Some people. If it's flesh and blood animal of some sort without supernatural elements, it's a cryptid. Mm-hmm. And the person that I read was like, if it doesn't have any supernatural fuckery. And I was like, you are my people. I was like, that is, I can't like write that now because you said it. But like, I love it. Yeah. If it's spiritual, magical, or otherworldly, it's folklore.
Okay.
This is contentious. Yeah. Not everyone will agree with that. Some would say that a cryptid needs to have some basis in understood science. Like, Bigfoot could be related to Gigantopithecus.
Right.
And people have, like, big feelings about this.
Especially Bigfoot.
Yeah, they do. So I'm just saying off the bat, this is not fast and loose.
No.
Oh, no, this is not hard and fast. It's fast and loose.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was like, no, it's...
It is fast and loose. Because it truly is, like, one of those rabbit holes you can go down. And people get, like, really intense about it because... cryptozoology is deemed as a pseudoscience, mm-hmm. and so there's like sense of needing to prove something,
right.
And then there's a lot of like gatekeeping. Like I saw like a thread about someone being like, oh well, cryptozoology has like accepted definitions, so you can't just like say that and then ignore that. And they're like, hey, like not everyone that is in this forum is like super into this,
right.
So like I prefaced my comment by saying like I don't know if
I
that's,
don't
like,
know if yeah this, yeah.
So, like, people get all intense.
I bet.
But do they not on any subreddit, you know?
I was going to say, I was like, anywhere. Yeah.
So, this does, like, looking at, is it flesh and blood? Yes. Mm-hmm. Is there supernatural fuckery?
Right.
This puts the Loveland Frog in a bit of a sticky wicket.
I was going to say.
Because the Loveland Frog, like, it's a large frog, and it follows different ambulatory patterns than one would expect.
Right.
So, it could be a cryptid. What the fuck is up with the wand?
I was going to say, I was like, but you can't because it has supernatural fuckery.
It has a wand. So that's supernatural, which automatically precludes it, according to some. If we're being less stringent with the definition of cryptids and using a more catch-all or a general term, we can also look at how we engage with them culturally and not as a scientific discipline. So that's like a very specific, like if you want to get into the weeds of like, this is a cryptid, this is folklore. A lot of people use them interchangeably. And I'm not going to, like, shit on anyone for doing that. Because some people get, like, very, very distinct about things. And that's coming from a specific perspective. Yeah. Anyway, I'm trying to think. This was an article, and it was so cute. So it's from Sword and Shield, not the podcast, the official news publication of University High School in Irvine, California. Oh. I was like, what the fuck is University High School? But I support it. So the author of this article, this is a long direct quote because I thought it was so cute.
I love it.
From May King, direct quote. To every new place humans travel, we are faced with new uncertainties that take the form of mysterious cryptids. We use cryptids as a physical manifestation of our fears and curiosities. Despite the widespread belief that cryptids and their legends are only relics of the past, they are still an essential part of how humans process and interact with our environments. Cryptids are often a reflection of the beliefs, wants, or fears present at the time of their discovery, mm-hmm. regardless of the culture of origin. Our beliefs in such creatures express our curiosities about nature and interest in the prospect of other highly intelligent life. Thus, the existence of cryptids in myth helps to convey our marvel about the unknown. Cryptids may help us interact more safely with our environments, considering that myths and stories often allow the brain to remember information better. Cryptid legends are often recalled well into adulthood by encompassing themes of bewilderment and fear. In this way, tales of cryptids, such as Bigfoot, may remind campers to be alert on their expeditions or keep children out of danger. Even if one does not believe in cryptids, such narratives stress a clear moral of caution, and the existence of cryptid stories alone can help humans coexist better with nature.
That's so cute!
What a gloriously uplifting look!
Yeah, that's like a really cute way to look at it.
Yeah, and it's like, I really need that as a palate cleanser after reading through debates in a cryptid subreddit.
Yeah, seriously.
So if we look at the Loveland Frog and the film Frogman outside of the bounds of cryptozoology and instead engage with it as something to tell us more about ourselves, we can say this is a story about obsession.
Yeah.
There are also currents of capitalizing on the suffering of others, but that's not as fleshed out as Find Frogman. So Dallas is driven by his obsession to prove that he is not making it up.
Yeah.
And that fear of being misunderstood is so fucking potent.
Yeah.
And I love that it uses cryptids or folklore to frame it. And it always... like, makes me wonder about humanity. Whenever we use a mythical creature to dive really deep into psyche and be like, oh, this is, like, is this my, like, fatal flaw? Like, the Greek fatal flaw situation. And so for this, it really feels like if you want to, like, I don't know, not even take a step back because I feel like that implies, like, hierarchy of some sort. But,
Like, this can be a fun jaunt about Frogman, right, and that's dope as hell. It can also be the framing to look at obsession, mm-hmm, and this fear of being misunderstood and how that can, like, really drive things in different directions.
I absolutely think it's like that. I mean, what it feels like.
So, after a lot of diversions.
After a lot of stuff.
That's society.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, God. That was really good.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, and this works out because I don't have a ton to say about horror, really, just because it's, like you said at the end there, about how it's more about obsession.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about it.
Yeah.
So for me, the scariest thing is, like, well, I'll get there, I guess. But it's not the Frogman itself.
Yeah.
So also, I just want to point out, because I thought it was really funny. Remember how they make a joke? And at first it feels kind of shitty. But I wonder if it was intentional. I don't know. About, they're like, you can't assume the gender of Frogman.
That was really funny. And she's like, I hope that you find them, whoever they are. And I was like, oh, gender neutral, but also like, it Frogman does.
It is played by a woman. So like, as I read the like cast, I went, that's fucking funny.
Yeah, I love that. Because
I wonder if she was like, how dare you? It's the same girl that comes out of the egg. Egg girl. It's credited as egg girl.
She's got range.
I know.
The lifespan of a frog.
And maybe I could be wrong. Maybe I just read the, and like I said, their IMDb was a little sparse. So it could just be that maybe they haven't like figured it out. But it says Frogman / Egg Girl. And she's the one that comes out of the egg. So I was like, congrats. And I thought that was really
magnificent.
Because that joke is great. She's like, you can't assume.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can't. And then, Frogman is a woman. So I thought that was great.
Isn't there also that thing about frogs becoming what they need?
I think, like, so.
But
like when they're tadpoles.
Reproduction.
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't know frogs very well, but that does sound right.
I don't know. But if you guys know, because I'm curious and I want to know more. Don't be mad.
I know other animals do it for sure.
Yeah.
Frogs, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yee.
It's super home movie in the start, which I love.
Yeah.
He kind of stays that way. I said, he's so cute. I love Frogman. When they show him in the beginning, so cute. He's just,
I know.
I was expecting, like, terrifying.
Yeah.
No, like, he's, Frogman's cute. Like, I'm just going to say it. The whole time, I think Frogman's kind of cute.
And there's this thing that Dallas says at the beginning, you'd be weeping and shitting yourself if you saw what I saw, you dumb fuck. And it's like, Frogman was a delight.
Yeah, I'm like, would you? Because, like, if I was that young and I saw that, I'd go, big frog! And I'd be so excited.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Also, the YouTube guy cracked me up. Because, like, that's so accurate.
Yeah.
Elmery and I have this, I'm going to put us on blast, and it's going to make us look like fools, but I don't care. One of our favorite things to do is we watch this, like, really bad ghost hunting thing on YouTube. Not even ghost hunting. It's just a guy who's like, here's the top 5 ghost videos. And he's so cheesy. He doesn't do like what this guy does. He's not like, that's garbage. He's just like, is it real? That's for you to decide. Yeah. And it's like that, right? And so it reminded me of that. But it's funny because it has a name. I'm not going to put us on blast and tell you what the name is. But it has a name of the actual show. But after every single ghost video, the guy says like almost the same thing. He goes, did you see it? And you're like, yeah, dog. Like, I fucking saw it. But it's just so funny because now Elmarie and I are like, do you want to watch? Did you see it? And whenever something happens, like, if the cat runs too fast past us, she'll go, did you see it? And it's become, like, a tradition now to say it. Oh. And then I found out one of my coworkers watches it. And he goes, oh, we say, did you see it all the time? And I was like, that's so funny. So that YouTuber was so accurate and so funny.
Incredible.
Because, like, this guy doesn't do that. But I could picture other ones being like, that's a hoax, you know?
Yeah.
It was just really funny. And I was like, that's a good way to introduce, like, that doubt.
Yeah.
Because we all know a YouTube guy who's just kind of a dick, you know? I mean, of course.
Sure do.
I said, poor Kyle. He's getting picked on by everyone. Turns out his name's not Kyle. His last name is Kyle.
Which is hard.
It's hard.
Because he has a city first name and a first name last name.
Yes, because his last name sounds like it would be his first name. I was getting confused.
That's fair.
But yeah, I think it was really, really accurate to how well they captured the pain of having to talk to the camera. Because I was like, it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, we've both had to film things. Like, I've had to do, like, voice acting, like, audition things where you're just saying the same line over and over. And usually it's a line that doesn't make any sense by itself. And you're like, I feel so fucking stupid right now. And you're like, I don't want to say this a million times. But there you are.
Yep.
Saying it. And he keeps being like, fuck, that was so bad. And like restarting.
Yep. And I was like, that is the most relatable thing
that
happened.
It was so relatable. Yeah. And I was like, they humanized him so well. Like, I felt his pain. And I felt that like his obsession was going to drive this movie immediately. I was like, oh, he's going to lose it a little bit.
Yeah.
So that was great. The girl immediately, I was like, is this his ex? Is this not his ex? Turns out it's not, but like they captured like their weird awkwardness really well.
Yeah.
Because immediately I was like, did they date? I don't get it.
Yeah.
And then I found out, like, I got it.
I was like, there's pining here.
Yeah. Like, there
and
was
some kind
of. I
didn't know if it
was
one side or not. And I was like, oh, both sides.
Yeah. Because we, and like, I talked to Elmarie about this too, but she was like, it's hard to capture like emotion and like interesting camera movements and stuff in a found footage because like you have to justify every single thing.
Yeah.
And you can't info dump as easily as you could with like a regular like movie because they can go flashbacks, you know. We can't really do that as much, so this movie did a good job. I thought it was really good at like making me feel for Dallas the whole time, and also I immediately picked up on the awkwardness and I was like, it's a lot of work, that's hard.
Sure is.
I said, I'm a rat, not a frog.
I was gonna ask you,
I'm a rat.
Okay. I think, am I a frog or a rat?
Yeah, I don't know.
I couldn't decide what I was.
You know what? I feel like you might be a frog. Here's my thought process.
Okay.
I find frogs to be more like info driven and like they're going to figure things out. And they're like, you know, like scholarly in a way. And I find rats to be more like, I'll find a way to figure it out.
Yeah,
like street smarts versus like book smart, you know?
Okay, okay.
So like I picture us as a rat and a frog.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's the tattoo.
Oh my God. I can't believe it's this one that did it.
Right?
Wow.
Wow. And then Mothman behind.
Oh my God. Also, by... I was doing voice to text a few times.
Yeah.
And it didn't come out this. I know what it means, but I wrote this normal Jean shtick. It's Norma Jean.
Norma Jean, yeah.
It made me so mad.
Yeah.
And I think that was the point, obviously. Because, like, I think you're supposed to feel. I think we're supposed to be Dallas in the movie. You know how, like, you were all supposed to maybe see from a character.
Yeah.
So I think we're supposed to maybe take on the role of Dallas. And, like, every insult to this movie felt personal. Like, I was like, fuck that. That's so mean.
Like, oh, they're mocking something that is, like, his trauma. Because it's like.
Yes.
He is struggling in life.
Yeah.
And he is being told on the internet, mocked as a liar. And so, like, his entire sense of self and his career is hinging on proving this. And they're like,
And it's not just, like, him making that movie that they're mocking. They're mocking, like, the stuff he made in college and all this stuff. And I'm like, that sucks, you know?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, real movies. And he's like,
So to have this, like, friend that we already know he has this sort of awkward relationship with come in and just be like, I'm gonna do this character, and it's so over the top, and I think that's the point. So I think she did a great job.
She was great.
It made me furious, like, the minute she was like, I'm Norma Jean, I was like, oh, I'm mad.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, they got me. I loved it. I thought she was great, and I thought Scotty was really great at being like this sort of middleman of, like, I want to support my friend Dallas, but, like, obviously I'm very close with
Amy
as well. Yeah. So it's, like, a joke to him as well, but also he's trying to keep that balance of, like, I still want to, you're my buddy.
Dallas didn't communicate any of the levity of things to them.
And I got the sense that was on purpose of, like, a little bit of an embarrassment of, like, I can't tell you how much this means to me, so I have to let you have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
But I'm still pissed. And I felt that in his, like, I feel like I've never said how well someone does it. What am I trying to say? Not like actual emotions, but like body, body language.
Yeah.
He had such good body language in this movie, and I feel like I usually have never noticed it. But the way he would do things and like turn and like the way he would look just in his face and stuff, I was like, he's doing such a good job at making me feel like he's mad, but not willing to stop it because he knows that this is the only help he's going to get.
Yep.
You
could it was just so clear what his motivations, his like, not antipathy, that's the wrong word, but like his conflict, like internal conflict.
Like, I could feel him being upset from what they were doing, but at the same time being like, oh, I gotta just deal with it. And I could almost feel that, like, oh, that anger of just bubbling up.
And it's the stress of, I need these people. Yes. But if I tell them a thing, they'll mock me. And yes. I cannot handle them mocking me.
And even little moments when he buys that sweatshirt. And they're like, well, you would have $5 if you didn't buy the sweatshirt. And he's like, well, I needed it. Blah, blah. And I'm like, even that little moment of like, oh, I would be so mad. But you know you can't say anything. Because they're in the fucking dark in a swamp with you.
Yeah.
So good. He was very, they all were. I think they were all really great. Yeah. The relationship was very clear. Without having to say a lot.
Yeah.
So that's great. The hotel was so cute. It reminded me of ours.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And they had like frog beer. Yes! And frog plush. And I was like, oh. I'm a sucker for a kitschy like.
Same.
Right? Like, it's cute.
Yeah.
I said I was not a fan of the two friends, but in the way that I was like, they felt so united against Dallas at some times. And then at the same time, they felt so loyal to him too.
Yeah.
That I went back and forth constantly.
It felt like a tripod of friendship that, like, kind of rocked a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it exactly.
No, but I think we've all had friends like that.
Yeah.
Like, we've all had friends where, like, there's an odd number of us. And, like, you can feel being like, I talk to this friend about this, but I wouldn't really say it to this friend.
Yeah.
When that friend's gone, I'll do that. You know, like, it felt like a classic old-time friendship that maybe you just develop certain things with a certain friend and... I don't know. It just felt really real.
Where it's like they have so much loyalty to Dallas, but they both feel like they're against him in that they feel logical and feel like he's being
strange.
Yeah.
But that's still your...
Strange. He's being strange.
But it was such an accurate depiction of friendship, and I thought that was really cool because I was like, we've all had that where you're with three people and you think, oh, this person goes to the bathroom. I'm going to ask about this because I can't do it in front of them. You know what I mean? Like, I know some people hate it, but I'm like, I think doing that seems so natural. Like, it's just,
I get it.
It's just how it is sometimes. Yeah. Like, I loved it. I said, I'm living for the gossip. Like, when he goes and she's like, I was asleep and I heard you talk. And Scott's like, I know what you said. I was like,
Scotty!
Like, we all would have done that. I would have been like, of course I fucking heard
you.
Duh. The best thing on a road trip with more than, like, two people is to asleep and then be like, I'm just kidding. Come on.
Except so I don't have the, like, physical ability to stay awake, so...
Yeah, see, I am asleep. I'm also asleep immediately in a car, but if I wake up and I hear you, I'm like... So I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And I said, what if this takes a turn and they don't find Frogman, but they find a guy that kills them and is just dressed as Frogman? This is me throwing out my guesses.
I love it.
Because it was going in so many directions that I was like, I want to throw them out in case I'm right. I was wrong, but I was, like, half right.
Yeah.
I said that tinfoil hat man, I think he's going to be the murderer. I was wrong. But I think that would have been crazy if he was just really funny. Here and I'm just going to kill you.
Yeah.
It was so grainy and real too.
Yeah.
I like that they didn't, and I mean this in a good way, but they didn't push to be like, we got to make sure that the camera's easy to see.
Yeah.
They were like, no, we got to push for the fact that, like, we have this shitty camera. He's mentioned that it's ancient multiple times and that's how it is.
And I love that there is differentiation between cameras because there are some where it's on a phone camera. Yes. There are some where it's on the old, like, handheld 99 thing. And there are some where it's like, this is Amy's going away party. There's, like, a camera out for
people. And they, like, had it with the different people. And, like, they mentioned it multiple times, too. And I like that. There was a way to justify it without it sounding, like, forced. But he was just like, hey, we got to film everything. Make sure you have your phone in case that dies. And it was,
Sorry, no, I interrupted you with my face.
No. That was it. I was just like, I liked that they had a way to justify different cameras without making it feel like I was like, I get it.
This reminds me, this is not exactly the double feature that I would put together, but it reminds me a lot of Cloverfield because it's the going away party. Yeah.
I was watching it and I was like, oh, the going away party.
This, like, just hit me now. Where it was like, the, like, goodbye things at a going away party.
We haven't done a good, like, double feature in a while, but Cloverfield was also on my mind for this one.
Yeah.
And Rec, which, like, I think Rec is, like, the one that I hold as, like, one of the top.
One of my absolute favorites.
Yeah.
Hell House LLC is up there, but, like, Rec is.
And Hell House LLC, Rec for sure is one of the top
Rec
ones.
Feels like it redefines things.
They used the camera as a character so well that I was like, this is wild.
Gorgeous.
And then one of the most natural ones is Paranormal Activity.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I still look at that one and I think that's not found footage. That's like, it feels like something different and like completely.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I think they took it too far and made too many movies. But that first one, it genuinely feels like a couple losing their mind. Yeah. And I love that. So I would say Rec, Paranormal Activity, maybe this or Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Maybe a four. Yeah. Maybe a four.
You have a long night. You know, it's like
and this one's a cinched 80.
A cinched 80.
You can fit it in.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. It's like while you're waiting for your food to be delivered.
Okay. So now this is when we've gotten to the point where they figured out that like there's a fake frogman.
Yeah.
And it reminded me, because it was Kermit. It was basically like a Kermit outfit. And I loved it. But it reminded me of how every time something bad would happen on our trip at the 100th episode, I would go, the lamb. A lamb coming to get us.
Like the lamb, you hear the...
We invented like a cryptid on accident. But like every time I'd be like, oh, we were late to dinner. Like, I wonder if they... And she'd be like, the lamb. It's coming to get us. Yeah. And you're like, clip-clap, clip-clap, clip-clap. Like...
Lamb is older than time. Like,
We had such a rich lore for this fake lamb.
And, like, the floor below us had all of those lamb, like, statuettes. And we were like, oh.
This lamb?
It's actually the army of lambs that come to get you when you have your phone out of the restaurant.
It was so funny. Anytime we were like, oh, my God, I'm going to take a picture real quick. Make sure the lamb's not here. And it reminded me of that. And I was like, that's actually really funny.
Yeah.
But it was close to what I thought. But then it took a turn.
Yeah.
And I love that. I like that it was zigging when I thought it was zag, you know? So I'll give it that. I said, honestly, what a twist. I love it. I love that it ended up being, because that's like what we talked about with small towns can have these secrets that you'll never know about, because who's going to wander around the woods at night and actually try to catch him?
Yeah.
When he says, like, you're the only one stupid enough trying to catch me, I was like, that's so true.
Yeah.
Because this is when we get even more far into the, like, the Dallas is driven by... I need to make sure people don't think I'm lying.
Yeah.
And if that means chasing a strange man in the woods, I'll do it. Crazy.
Yeah.
I love it. I said I was hoping that the frog would join the group as like a new bud.
Oh my God.
The fake frog, but he doesn't. He's just like, bye. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
And then they get threatened by an old woman.
Yeah.
That's when you know we're here. It's time to go.
Yeah.
You gotta leave.
Yeah.
And then I said, Colt Town. That's my new guess.
Yeah.
And I was...
Pretty right.
Pretty right. Yeah. Like, I wasn't that wrong, but I said, I think it's going to be a cult. I said, blinded by Frogman. He's making bad choices for the frog.
Do it for the frog.
This is just him being like, we got to go do this. We have to go talk to George. We're going to get arrested.
Yes.
Like,
okay.
Everything was driven by the frog.
The frog.
But I love that because that's what we felt from the beginning, and it continues on and gets worse and worse. And we feel his friends getting dragged along. It's great. I also thought that George was going to not live. Yeah. I thought when he said it doesn't matter anymore that it was him being like, I'm about to kick the bucket.
Yeah.
But he didn't. Never touch the ooze is what I said.
Yeah.
Sorry. A lot of rage came out. Scotty touches the ooze, gets sucked in by the frog.
Yeah.
So does Amy?
I don't know if she touches the ooze.
She does. And so does Dallas. Dallas is fine.
Was it specific ooze?
Yeah, like it was like full on frog ooze. They pull open the egg.
Yeah.
Already some ooze.
Yeah.
But then that frog, like in the cave, it like spits or it grabs Amy or something for a second. And they don't get the same boils or reaction that Scotty got.
What if it was different? Because Scotty, like in that moment where he's like, no, and the camera like is dropped and then he's like pulled out of frame. What if something else happened to him then?
True. And also, like, it's a thing with frogs too that like they can choose when they're threatened and secrete something else. So like it could be frog knowledge I don't have.
Frog knowledge.
And maybe it was, maybe you're right, maybe she didn't get sucked in, maybe it was just the egg ooze. But I just kept seeing them touch oozy things and me being like, where are their boils?
Yeah, because I was like, Scotty touched the ooze on the tree. That has to mean something later. And then later it does mean something. But I didn't clock that they were also oozed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, like, Frogman took Amy. I thought Amy got taken, but she didn't really. She was kind of just hypnotized. Yeah. I said telekinetic interference. Of course.
Classic. That was a really funny line. To me, personally.
They had a good Descent-style frog scare where they're all filming and the frog's just like, hey. But it was such a cute frog that I was like, I don't like him.
There was like a still of like a real frog. And I was like, I love how their legs are so politely folded. I know. And I love frogs.
That was a good moment too when he just touches the little frog. And I was like, oh, you wish it was that.
Frog.
The sound design is great. There's good frog sounds. There's good ambiance and just like the environment.
Yeah.
So good job. Again, don't know your budget, but you nailed it, I thought. Sky doesn't look so good. I bet the Frogman is just people who have got caught and then turned into frogs. So I was, again, kind of, I said in this town is creepily worshiping him. Mm. Turns out it wasn't like being turned into frogs. It was like frog brides.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Frog brides indeed.
And then I said Frogman wedding. And I said, so the bride was his granddaughter. I see now why he was pissed.
Yeah.
But it actually wasn't that girl. She had been taken before. She was the one in the egg.
Yes.
She was Egg Girl. She's Frogman. Because Egg Girl is Frogman.
Egg Girl's Frogman, yeah.
And I said, they're
eggs. A equals B, obviously. And B equals C, and A equals C.
I got so mad when they walked in. They went, what are these? And I was like, eggs. Girl, they're eggs.
Duh.
I was like, it's a frog. They lay eggs. It's frog eggs. Have Don't you be not stupid.
Seen Alien.
Come on. And I said, so now he's going to get a bunch of boils too then, yeah? Because he touches all that gross stuff and then it doesn't happen.
That's like, I'm not like amniotic fluid, but that's like.
But it's different.
The egg stuff.
Yes.
And it's not like, I don't know, whatever.
And that makes sense that it would be like you're keeping a, but then again, I don't know.
I don't know. We
it's
don't
not
know.
Your, it's not your poison secretion. Poison. I don't know. Don't touch my poison secretion.
I'm very private with my poison secretion.
I'm very, I keep it to myself.
Yeah.
I said I was wrong. I was like, his granddaughter's the one in the egg. My bad. She's having a frog baby.
Baby.
The baby frog. We call those tadpoles. I said the makeup was really good. Honestly, it's great. And then I wrote, his wand. Oh my God. Yes.
The wand.
They've made jokes about the wand, but they haven't shown it. And then the frog was just like, ba-dang! Like, here I am. And then Dallas takes his wand and is just like, shut up.
He's like, bonk.
I can't imagine.
And I love it.
Encountering a cryptid and being like, I got your wand now.
Yeah.
It killed me.
Yeah. It's like opposable thumbs. Fuck you.
It was so fucking funny. And then I was like, Dallas is way too calm throughout the whole thing. I think because he's like, I've proven it. You know? Yeah. I think the desperation has like sunk in a little. Why does Amy not get covered in boils and stuff? Because she was like grabbed by the frog.
Yeah.
I said, Dallas Kyle, you're a freak.
There's some frog fuckery that we don't know about.
There's some frog fuckery that I don't understand. But then again, I think he liked her, so he was trying to take her as a bride. Yeah. My frog bride.
Yeah.
So he was like, I won't give you boils.
Yeah. You won't be a mindless follower. I will just, you know.
That's how frogs kiss.
Yeah.
Who am I to understand? I'm going to go home and I'm just going to kiss her like a frog, which is just everywhere on the face.
Yep.
I hope you're ready. I said the music at the end is sick, which was Frog Lord.
Yeah.
So those are my notes. I loved it. It was more a look at like the desperation and the like what you'll go through to prove you aren't wrong.
Yeah.
More than a frog.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
Frogman felt tangential to the actual story.
Yeah. Like his little wand. I was like, okay, do whatever you want. It's more Dallas that I'm watching.
Yeah. So I have like a note about like VFX and stuff. Yeah. But like we don't have to talk about that.
It was so good. I thought.
Yeah, no, what? Like, I loved it. It was basically, like, a lot of stuff was practical, and then they did VFX over it.
It was really neat.
And then I did a lot of, like, reading into, like, articles and stuff where they talk about, like, oh, we shot this, like, three times in a lot of different ways to see what would work. Or, like, we were editing it, and we were like, that fucking sucked. Let's go re-record it. So, very, like, this is small budget people putting
it
together something.
It felt like a labor of love.
Yes.
It felt like people who wanted to make a movie, so they made it, and they cared about it.
And that's why those moments where they're looking back at Dallas's old films, it just felt so poignant and, like, real.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, these are the friends that, like, made something together.
And they've been there the whole time.
Yes.
And no matter how mean you are to the other one, like, they're still going to love you kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I loved that.
Yeah. So there were a few things where there was, like, the, like, starting from the beginning.
Yeah.
I saw a number and I was like, why would I write a number?
Ew.
Ew.
I wouldn't.
There's like some wild zooming on the old cameras. Like, yeah, zoom buttons were finicky. I remember the, like, you having push it, it was like, it's like, no, no, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, I've seen too much. But they're talking about going to Amy's thing. Yeah. And he's like, one drink, one drink, one drink. And I was like, it's going to smash cut to them hammered. And I was like,
on the stage.
Yeah.
I loved it.
So good. I have nothing to lose. Famous last words.
Yep.
I need to be best friends with Scotty.
Oh, Scotty's great.
Love him. So then this is the frog or the rat. We already talked about it.
Yep, yep, yep.
Jorts. Long live Jorts and also Frogman.
Loved the Jorts. He looked great.
He looked amazing.
He looked like friends I had before, though.
Have you seen the recent Free People short briefs,
no,
jeans? People are calling them janties because they're
tiny. They're, yes, tiny. I have seen these.
Okay, you get it.
Yep.
Anyway. Yeah. Or like Jundies.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And then, are you saying Frogman fucks? I was like, Frogman fucks.
That cracked me up because I was like, this guy's wild. Like, yeah, he's just being wild. And then Frogman does. Frogman fucks.
Frog around and find out. I love that shit.
Oh, that's so good.
Okay. So then notes. So when George is like, after tonight, none of it will matter anyway. And I was like, is it like a full frog night?
Yeah, like, I know. I was
moon,
like,
a full frog.
It's like a special frog night. Like a frog night.
Just a lot of like invocations of kind of horror movie like lines, like don't stop shooting no matter
there's
what.
Something,
and like,
yeah.
It's just those things that like are
the
in
classic,
there. Yeah,
you know?
Just a moment because I love frogs.
I love frogs.
And then Dallas is failing to light the fire, and my note is, everyone needs a Nikki for a fire.
You need me there.
You do.
I'll do it. It's fine.
It'll be so good.
I'm really good at
it. The best fire.
I love fire, guys.
Yeah, and love you're good
building,
at it.
I love building fire.
Yeah. And so I was just like, oh, Dallas, you really need a Nikki, huh?
I would have been there for him.
Yeah.
I would have.
And so then, like,
I get it.
Sorry.
You love me.
So the film gets like super distorted, and the line is, his powers are probably causing telekinetic interference.
Racks me
like,
up.
Okay.
And everyone's like, okay.
Okay. And it's like, we were all Scotty and Amy in those moments. Let's see. Dallas goes doing some shit. Okay. So then Scotty is unwell. He's holding, yeah, the camera.
Poor Scotty.
But you've already seen, like, he touched the ooze. He was, yeah, driven, like, pulled off frame with a tongue. He's not doing great.
He's sucked in.
And he's filming, and then you see a bug. And he's, like, distracted by the bug.
I
and
know.
Like, is a tongue about to dart
out? He
didn't out?
Eat it. But I was like, oh, he wanted to,
I
though.
He was,
like,
going
to
eat that
fly.
Fucking bug.
That was a good subtle, like, I want to eat that fly.
Yeah, and it was like, what percent frog is Scotty in that moment?
What? Where are we?
Certainly
are
more we? Frog than rat.
He was way more frog than rat.
Like 80% frog at least, you know?
Oh, God.
My note, it just says this. Sport mode shoddy equals night mode Scotty.
Stop it! Sport mode shoddy.
Night mode Scotty.
Really good.
Thank you.
Hey, Scotty.
And then my next is, so Frogman really does fuck.
He does.
May your union be blessed with healthy polywogs.
That was cute. Like, it was creepy, but I was like,
That moment I was like, suddenly happen upon eggs. And
yeah.
We know these are eggs.
We know.
Dell starts to open one, and a human hand falls out, and they, ew, rip it open. And what I thought was a dead body return. I was like, this is the worst gumball machine ever. Like,
yay! Oh. Oh no.
We find out not dead.
Right.
Just incubating something else inside of her. Mm. Frogman, mm-hmm, with the wand.
I can't wait to show a picture of me doing the wand pose.
It's gonna be great.
I'm ready.
Yeah. And then Amy sheds the Norma Jean jacket. Just call it the Norma jacket, and then reality's fully sunk in. Like, she is shedding this
She's
persona.
Like, I'm not
She's
a character.
Like,
this no. is fucked up.
This is fucked up. And then you have this stinger of Scotty and, like, for Scotty, a film by Dallas Cowell.
That was that moment at the end. I didn't talk about it, but that moment at the end is so good of him just sitting there being like, I got what I wanted. Is it worth it?
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it? Let me work it.
I don't know if some of those words I said were right, but
that frog in my verse. Hey!
That was dumb as fuck.
I loved it.
But the end, I think, to me, is the most intense,
yeah,
sad part.
It's like, so fucking sad because he has seen Scotty just devolve and like turn into a creature and run away.
And to say whatever. Like, oh, this is Scotty's considered a missing person. And I'm like, that's your friend.
And then Amy, who has a full mentee bee, which is so valid.
Not okay.
No. And he does the dumb fucking cishet white dude thing of like waiting to bottle his emotions and miscommunicate up until the point where they're about to die. And he's like, I have to tell you I love you. There's actually a fun podcast. I'll play it for you later.
Good.
It's called Miss America. It's by Thrilling Adventure Hour. The second episode is zombies, and the like whole like it's like 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
But the shtick for this episode is that like it's two best friends, and she's like, "Don't fucking say you love me," and he's like, "I have a reason to live." And then Miss America comes in. She's like, "Don't be a fucking dodo and like confess your love. Like, just keep surviving. Don't confess your love at this moment. That is so trite and like manipulative.
It's so bad. Like,
yeah."
It's like, stop being sad about all the things that happened. I love you.
I love you.
And I'm like, Dallas. And, it fit his character, though. Like, it made like,
so much sense.
Of course he would do this. Like,
yeah. And it's like, they both didn't communicate.
No. I thought they were great.
Yeah.
The characters in this movie are the strongest part, I think. Oh,
truly.
And the makeup. Fucking great. The makeup was dope. It was really good.
So those are my notes. Like, that's it.
Oh, this is so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't. Do you watch Black Mirror at all?
I have only seen the first episode.
So this last season, if anyone watches Black Mirror, this last season was the most weird. Oh. Because like, and I say that in a lot of episodes of Black Mirror are really weird, right?
Yeah.
But they're usually like technology based, blah, blah. This last season was just wild as fuck. Like, what if they were like, what if we had demons? Like, they just asked the weirdest questions and went with it.
Yeah.
But there's one episode in particular where they're making a documentary about like a murder that happened in a hometown. This guy's dad was involved, blah, blah, blah. Whole story, right?
Yeah.
But at the very end, like, not to spoil it, but like he's lost everything. Like the girlfriend he set out to make the movie with, his mom, his dad, like everyone's gone. And it ends in the same way where he's making this movie and he's got all these awards and like, and the award goes to, but he's devastated because he's like, okay, yeah, I made the movie that I set out to make, but like, what did it cost me? Yeah. Everything. And it reminded me of this where I was like, everything that he wanted like is gone. I mean, he got what he wanted, really.
He's vindicated,
but like he's sitting there like realizing now, is it worth it? And it's like, well, it's a little too late to realize it, but that's how it goes. Like, I feel like you're blinded by like, I need the info, I need to figure out what's happening. And then once you get it, it's like, oh, well, that kind of fucked everything up.
Shit.
And so, like, the ending is so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
For a movie that I was expecting, like, oh, this will be so goofy. And then it was. It was goofy. Like, I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's got a wand.
Yeah.
And then it does the end, and I went, it's not goofy anymore. Like, it was so sad for Dallas, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my notes. It's great. So, is it time for Scariest Moment?
Scariest Moment.
This one was hard. I think I have mine.
Okay, I can go first.
Yeah, you go first and then I'll.
Mine is when Scotty is like, he takes his camera off and then he like drops it and he falls and he's going like, no, 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 no. And something like falls on his face and then he gets pulled out and he's just like begging and you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
And then he does come back and you're like,
so you're like, everything's okay?
What the fuck happened? He sees something that we don't see. And it's like one of those nothing is scarier moments.
It was really good.
It was effective. I love that shit.
That was almost mine.
Yeah.
And then I thought of another one. Probably that. Mine was when they're in the cave and they finally realize that like the town knows about the frogman and they're having this wedding. And George shows up and like shoots the frog. And it's just fucked up to see this whole town being like, I bless you with healthy polywogs. And I'm like, that's a girl from this town that you're just like, and she's hypnotized just like Amy was.
Yeah.
She can't do anything. She can't make a choice.
Yeah.
It fucked me up.
It's like horrifying. I was like,
ugh. Just knowing that like, and then George shoots it and it kind of disrupts this whole thing and sets into motion like a lot of shit. But just knowing that the whole town was just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously. Like, this is what we do and this is what we have to do.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Fucked up indeed.
Fucked up. Especially knowing that George knew. Like, he was like, it won't matter after tonight. He's like, I'm going to fuck shit up.
Yeah. It's a full frog night.
Ooh. So, yeah, that was mine.
Well, that is scary.
Yeah.
Okay. Thropes?
I'm ready.
We start off with an anguished declaration of love.
Yeah.
I can say words.
Yeah, yeah.
Very well. Anguished declaration of love.
Love it.
Yeah. Third time's the best, right? Body Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Chekhov's Gunman. This one I think is wrong. it says Cosmic Horror Story, and that's so a direct quote from tvtropes.org, thank you, is a subgenre of horror wherein reality as we know it is dominated by unimaginably powerful and incomprehensible monsters which are indifferent towards humanity at best, outright hostile at worst. I think this is too small to be cosmic, because cosmic horror is supposed to be like physically and mentally big.
What did that review say? Aggressively local?
Yeah, aggressively local.
Like, it felt like that. Like, I wouldn't say cosmic, but I would say, like, it affects this town.
Yeah.
And, like, it's become a tourist thing.
Yeah.
But that's all it is.
Yeah. And even for in us, that town, least. It's something that's, like, your height.
Yeah.
And not to say that, like, height indicates any sort of aggression, but it's, like, this is not a monster that envelops the sky. No.
And also, we don't know where it comes from. Like, you can't say, like, this came from the cosmos. I'm like, this could just be a frog that grew big and now it's had other frogs. I don't know.
And it's not, like, incomprehensible. It's a frog.
It's a frog.
It's a frog. So it doesn't feel cosmic to me.
No, I get what you're saying, though. I was like, I wouldn't call it cosmic.
Yeah.
So.
But the next trope is cult.
There we go.
And that fits.
That fits.
And then found footage films.
Yeah.
Half human hybrid or humanoid abomination. Mm-hmm. Those are two. In Memoriam, and that's in universe for Scotty.
Yeah.
Milking the monster. In my note is, no, this is not a reference to the fact that they use humans as incubators for more frog people. This is about the town making money on Frogman.
Right.
But
I love that.
Yeah. Missing time. So Amy's like, no, I just left to get more firewood. Yeah. Scattered.
That was a scary moment.
Psychic powers. They added that. Fun.
Yeah, love
Frogman
it.
Frogman in the legend has a wand, does not have psychic powers.
We don't know what the wand does.
We don't know what the wand does. The You're right. Wand. You're right. Pyrrhic victory. So he got the footage, but at what cost?
At what cost? Yeah.
And then a Scooby-Doo hoax. And it's kind of funny because it's covering up the real monster.
And it's him being like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Like, I'm paying minimum wage.
Oh, that was so good.
Ah, so those are my tropes.
Those are really good. Thanks. Oh, God. Now I have to figure out how to rate the movie. What did you have? You have like a smirk. So I'm like, I feel like you're ready.
I only had two.
Okay.
Frogman fucks and frog knowledge.
Frogman fucks was also on my list.
Okay.
I was just going to say Frogman's wand. Mm. How many wands? You know, duh.
But a frog of wands.
Frogman fucks, though. How many Frogman fucks?
How many Frogman
That's
fucks?
That's pretty good. So.
It's alliterative.
How many Frogman fucks?
How many Frogman fucks?
I'm ready.
Okay.
And I think we should definitely go with Frogman fucks.
Okay.
Okay. I think I know.
Okay. One, two. Okay. I was torn. I was about to do that. Okay.
Same. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. So I did four.
Yeah.
I did four because I think for a very like low budget film, I think they did a good job of making it interesting.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I think at times it's goofy. There's a wand. Like, we can't get over that. Like, it's funny. But I think that like what you talked about in the beginning about how it's not the frog that's supposed to be scary. It's the fact that he's driven by such a determination to find this thing no matter what.
Yeah.
And it fucks him over so bad. And they really keep that throughout. Is impressive.
Yeah.
And like, I think for a low budget film, that frog looked really good.
Yeah.
I think the makeup on the boils of Scotty looked really good. And then like, once I did the research of like, oh, what else have they done? And to see it was like, not that much. And to see that this was like something they had just done. I was like, that's pretty good. So I'm giving it four based on the fact that like, I think if this team made a movie again and like had a higher budget, I feel like I'd be impressed.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they toe the line of goofy.
Toed the line?
They toed the line of goofy, but also like scary emotionally that I was like, ah, damn, that's really good.
Yeah.
You have toed though? My fucking coworker, I'm calling you out. If you listen to this podcast episode, I'm calling you out. He drew this picture of a toe with the face of a toad. And he's like, it's funny. It's a toad. And I went, it looks like a dick. And he's like, no, it doesn't. It looks like a dick. Looks like a dick. And he put it on my wall of like doodles, of like classroom doodles. And you do a doodle, you put it on the wall. And I'm like, it haunts me. Yeah. I walk past it and I go, it's a dick. And he goes, well, I fixed it because I added its little nose. And I was like, yeah, but it still looks like a dick. So whenever I see it, I go, toad. It looks like a dick.
Bitter.
So I'm calling you out.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're listening, I hate it. I hate it. And you can't convince me. What did you rate the movie?
So that was four frog fox. frog man fox, rather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm waffling between 3.5 and four frogman fox. Because I think the only detractor is that it is a really heavy thing to have forced impregnation.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I don't think that it's, like, handled callously, but I think that it's not given enough horror and
weight.
It's
handled very quickly. Like, very quickly. And then move on.
Because the like, focus is on Dallas, Scotty, and Amy. It's not on the people that they've stumbled onto.
Right.
And so it's, like, 80 minutes long. Maybe there could have been. I don't know. I don't have a suggestion
there for how. There was time to add, which is such an unusual thing. Usually we're like, oh, you could have cut that down. Yeah. But now I'm like, ah, you could have added a little more. Yeah.
But one of the things that watching this was, like, so confusing in a fun way.
Yeah.
Which was, like, the wand comes out. I was like, is this absurdist? Is this satire? Is this serious?
I have no fucking clue.
I have no idea.
That wand comes out, and I'm like, what?
And then they say polywogs, and I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, am I supposed to be scared? Am I supposed to be horrified? But then the ending is, like, he got what he wanted. And it is truly heartbreaking. And then you look back, and you're like, this is obsession and this fear of being misunderstood and all of these things driving it, and like, it's not doing anything new. Mm-mm. But I didn't need it to.
No.
So that's why I think I can give it four frogman fucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I like that.
That's a total of eight frogman fucks.
I think it just, like I said, I think it toads the line of, like, it's kind of goofy when you see the wand, but then when you see how heartbreaking it is for him, like, it's not the frog that's scary, it's the human experience of being obsessed. And I was like, Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
And Amy's breakdown?
Oh my God, it was devastating to watch her be like, oh, I lost my best friend and I'm stuck here with the one friend who I also care about, but you're obsessed and you don't care about me. Like,
and she's just like trying to understand the magnitude of what has happened, and there just aren't words.
No.
And he's trying to say, we got it, they'll believe us, and she's just on the ground.
One thing she doesn't want to hear.
Yeah.
Like, she's processing all of these emotions, and knowing that we got the footage is not an emotion she cares about, and that's all he has to offer. And I'm like, oh, it's just driving home that, like, he does not care. And it's not even that he doesn't care because he's mean. It's that he doesn't care because he can't even see it.
He can't.
Like, he's so... Dallas is a cool character. Yeah. Amy was great. Scotty was great. They all were. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
So, surprisingly, four. Yeah. Even though with the... But a good episode. With the wand.
So that's eight Frogman fucks.
Yeah, that's eight Frogman fucks.
Yeah. So that wraps up our discussion of Frogman, the 2023 found footage horror.
Yeah.
Did you say for the polywogs?
I said lot of polywogs.
Lot of polywogs. Okay, okay. I thought you were like, for the polywogs out there. This one's
for the polywogs.
Yeah. We know you're polywogging. Okay. Where did that come from?
It's good.
Anyway, if you enjoyed your time with us, we would really appreciate it if you'd rate and review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps other people find us, but anywhere you listen.
Yeah, I was like, I saw some ratings on Spotify too, and I was like, and that's lovely. Thank you.
That makes me so happy.
Word of mouth. Just say hi.
And like, you can reach out on Instagram.
I know. It's like a lot of people reach out on Instagram and like, Kate will see it and then tell me about it. Yeah. And it's kind of great. So please do.
Oh, it makes me so happy. Like, I love it. Reached out and be like, oh, I'm in Romania.
We've gotten a lot of good like movie recs that way too. If you have a movie that we don't know about, please tell us. Like,
no, there are two that are coming up that we're going to cover because someone reached out on
and
Instagram
we had no idea. So. Yeah.
We love it.
Please
do. Our Instagram is just cool with it.
Yeah.
And every week we'll post the movie for the week. We'll post a no context quote, that sort of thing. You can also check out our extended show notes on our website, justcoolwithapod.com. About the first half of those are up so far.
Yeah.
But once all of them are up, that'll be my sources, any memes we reference, that sort of thing. You could even take a look at our Patreon at patreon.com/justcoolwithit. And this week, Friday.
It's a busy week,
So this, we're recording this ahead of time.
Yeah.
But we'll have our horror stream soon.
By the time this comes out, our horror stream and our Simon Watch.
Yeah, you're right. I'm glad you understand time. I don't. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank our patrons. Kim, Kelly, Nihar, Rachel, Kelsey, Sula, Tim, Beth, Katie, Morgan, Brady, Kenny, Janice, Brian, Jess, Ada, Dalton, Andrew, and Olivia.
Woo! I danced well.
Yeah, you danced really well.
It was like, I was strengthened by your moves.
Yes. Yeah. Someday when we have the live footage of us recording, you'll see the dance.
Yeah.
Get ready for that.
It'll be great. The intro and outro music was created by Anthony Roxella. The cover art is by our very own Nikki Solomon.
Shush, I'm going to do my frog impression.
Okay. No!
I can't figure it out! I can't do it!
I'm just like retching into the microphone. Bleh!
Bleh! It just sounds like a witch throwing up! Yeah!